Delighted to be joined by Dave Andrichuk, great NHL player, Hockey Hall of Famer, and now an analyst for the Tampa Bay Lightning pre- and post-game show. Dave, great to have you in the show, and thanks very much for being with us. And I got to believe, Dave, especially with everything that Tampa Bay's been through as a franchise the last couple of years, especially not winning a playoff game last year, that there's certainly a cause for celebration to be in the final, but maybe also a sense of relief, Dave?
Yeah, a little bit, guys. Hope everybody's doing well. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that they played it with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder all year, and they've waited a long time to get back into the playoffs to kind of, you know, make amends for what happened against Columbus the prior year, and which they did do that, and I thought that was a really good series for them. They were patient. You know, it was a battle, for sure. But, you know, this team has been knocking on the door for a little while. I mean, this core group, when you look at what's happened in the last few years, it's been four of the last 6 years that they've been in the conference final. So back in the playoffs in the final since 2015, and we'll see what happens.
Well, it's interesting you say that. Since 2015, you know, when they made it, everyone was thinking, you know what, this is going to be a team that's going to be tough to beat for a number of years. And, you know, they've had success, you know, made it to conference finals, but haven't been back since. And, you know, you had a lot of playoff runs and didn't get to that cup final perch until your second last season. So you know how difficult it is. And I guess, you know, you can't take these opportunities for granted, because even if you have a great roster on paper, you never truly know if you're going to be able to get back again.
Yeah, I mean, the league is so competitive right now, for sure. And, you know, obviously, in our 04 run, I was living proof that these young kids in St. Louis, LeCavier, Richards, you know, Boyle, they all had to seize that opportunity, because who knows whether they would have been back again. And you look at that team, only Brad Richards and Corey Stillman went on to get other cups. Nobody else did off of that team. And I think that's, you know, says it all, is that's how hard it is to win in this league and even to get to the finals. So I think they understand that as a group. I know that that's been talked about in their, you know, amongst themselves, is that we have to take this opportunity. It might not happen again. And that core group that was there in 15, it's taken them a while to get back, and they're finally here.
Without question, it is difficult to win a championship at any time. Dave Andrichuk is with us. Roger Lajoie, Josh Goldberg. Tampa Bay back in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Dallas Stars. Game one goes tonight. Are we going to see Steven Stamkos in this final, Dave? That might be a question that people, you know, associated with or hanging around this team probably tired of asking, because, you know, especially the NHL being very cryptic with its injuries and whatever, lower body injury, has not played at all in the playoffs. But you got to believe in Steven Stamkos, if he could have played, would have played. Now that suddenly he would be ready to play in the Stanley Cup final, might be a little bit of a reach, or are you hearing something different? Because they're certainly, you know, not, I don't think people are expecting him to play, but they're expecting every game announcements whether or not Stamkos is going to play now.
Yeah, you know, obviously a different world we live in. You know, the old unfit to play now. We're very secretive. We don't know who's in the, you know, who's skating on off days. We don't know, you know, really who's, in the pregame warm-up is really when we find out everything. And, you know, Steven Stamkos has skated a little while. Then he has taken a lot of time off. Now he's back skating again. And I think you're right. I mean, for him to jump in and go right into the finals, it's going to be really hard to do. And obviously he's a big part of this team and why they're here. But it will be difficult for him. And I know he is skating. And I got to believe, knowing Steven Stamkos, if he can play, he's going to play. But we'll wait and see. And like you said, it is kind of a daily little ask to either, you know, Julian Briseau or John Cooper on Steven Stamkos' status. But at the same time, you know, they're in the finals. And I think that that group in the room has got to worry about, you know, the 20 guys dressed and get ready to play.
You know, what does it say about this club and the leadership group and John Cooper as well that, you know, they're able to continue to have success in this most uncertain time in the bubble without their captain, their leader, one of their best players, when a lot of teams would probably, you know, struggle under these circumstances? They seem to be, you know, not missing a beat and playing just as well as they would be with Stamkos in the lineup.
Well, I think that shows the depth of the organization. You know, guys have stepped up. You know, obviously Brayden Point is turning himself into a great player in this league. And, you know, those of us that watch him every game, we see it. We saw it coming. You know, he's a determined young guy that, you know, wants to win. And, you know, for example, a guy like Anthony Cirelli, right? He gets a little bit more ice time. You know, he's progressing into being, you know, one of the better two-way players in the league. So the depth, I think, is there. But you're absolutely right. You're sitting in a bubble. I lose track now, but I think I'm coming up on 60 days that these guys have had to kind of mentally stay in tune. And, you know, whether you're playing every other night, you know, it can't be easy. So kudos to John Cooper, his staff, the leadership group, you know, the Ryan McDonoughs, Victor Hedman, you know, Curtis McElhaney, who they brought in, has been a big voice. You know, Maroon also has been a voice. So a lot different team than they were last year, and it's a lot to do with where they are.
Well, that's very true. You know, Dave, further to that, Stanley Cup Finals, generally speaking, and whether it's in the bubble or not, it's a war of attrition. So by the finals, and you know you want a Stanley Cup with Tampa Bay, everybody's hurt, everybody's injured, everyone's limping along, and it's such a grind, and it's survival of the fittest, and this series will likely be like that. However, it is different. There has been no travel. It has been inside the bubble, and the NHL, and I give them credit for this, want this thing over with quickly, obviously. Hey, 5 games in 8 days in a Stanley Cup final, and the cup is going to be presented at the latest September the 30th. So obviously they want this thing over, concluded, and everything being great. But maybe just talk about the extra challenge of that. And the fact of the matter is, as a former player, and I know it's hard to put yourself in a player's position sitting in a bubble, not there as a player yourself, but would you rather prefer, even though it's a fourth round of the playoffs, playing 5 games in 8 days instead of sitting around that bubble with a couple of days off and stretching this thing out for 2 weeks so everybody could stay a bit healthier?
Yeah. I think they want to play, right? I think as players, you want to play. I mean, the adrenaline they have right now is going to carry through a lot of things that they're going through. And you're right, everybody's hurt. It's on both teams. I mean, if you're not, you're probably not where you are. And, you know, I look at it, the NHL has done a really good job of you know, moving this thing along. You know, they've accommodated, you know, all their television rights. They've made sure that that's happened, and the teams have just, you know, moved along. You're right. No travel, you know, in both bubbles, you know, you basically, you know, walk to the rink and you're there. And, so that's helped. I think Victor Hedman said it best. He says, you know, they asked are you tired? And he says, well, we had 4.5 months coming into this off, so we shouldn't be tired. And he's right. I mean, maybe that's a little different, right? An 82-game grind, and then you get to the playoffs, which is 2.5 months. That's really taxing. It's a different story that we live in right now.
So, you know, looking at this matchup specifically, I would say, you know, Dallas is a more up-tempo version of the Islanders, the team that that Tampa Bay just played. But they're, you know, very defensively oriented as well. They don't like to give up a lot of quality chances. Defensively, they've got a really hot goalie right now in Hudobin. How much do you think that the experience playing the Islanders and that kind of grinded out six-game series will serve a team like Tampa going up against Dallas now in the cup final?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, the second best defense in the league, you know, prior to the stoppage was the Dallas Stars. They're doing the same thing now. They do have more firepower up front than, you know, I think people in scores indicate, which is, you know, which can be dangerous. But again, it's going to be another series where it's going to be hard to get chances. You're going to have to fight through to get second and third chances. You're going to try to get your shots through. And I think this team has done that for the last, you know, few series, obviously against Columbus for sure. And then the last one against the Islanders, which was, you know, they were blocking a lot of shots, and this team stayed patient. So I think they're going to have that kind of mindset. And, you know, they probably learned a lot over last year and being, you know, trying to be a little bit too aggressive and not waiting for your time to go for it. And we'll see what happens. But it'll be interesting. You know, these teams don't see each other very much. There's a lot of tape on each team now, you know, because you've been watching, sitting in the bubble watching every other game. So, you know, it'll be interesting.
No surprises, without question. I just want, you know, you see him on a regular basis, Dave, and I just want to get your real perspective on Victor Hedman. You know, when people talk about the best player in the NHL these days, it's McDavid. No, it's still Crosby. Oh, MacKinnon. And they're all great players, don't get me wrong. And I kind of equate the discussion, the way it's going now, to back in the day when people said, oh, it's so-and-so, it's this guy, it's that guy. And all along, if you asked people who watch the Detroit Red Wings on a regular basis, they'd tell you that Nicholas Lidstrom is the best player in the NHL because he's a defenseman and he just does his thing and he's such a presence. Hedman is not in Lidstrom category yet, but I think he's getting there. Just talk about him as a presence, a leader on this team, and really, never mind one of the best defensemen in hockey, one of the best players in hockey.
Agreed. A lot what happens with this team goes through Victor Hedman. And, you know, you think about the guy that's playing over 28 minutes a game, which is the most of anybody on your team. He's matched up against the top players. He plays on the power play. He plays on the penalty kill. So a lot goes through Victor. I think he's changed the way people look at a defensive position. You know, for us that watch him every day, I guess we get a little spoiled about how good a skater he is for his size. And this guy, you know, doesn't seem to ever stop on the ice. He swoops in. You know, he gets offensive chances, and then, you know, he's able to have that good skating ability to get back. So I know if I was playing against him, it would be driving me nuts because I don't know where the hell he is in the offensive zone, right? He's all over the place. And with his experience, he's found ways to score some goals. And, you know, any guy that's got 9 goals in the playoffs and is tied with Bobby Orr all time for most goals by a defenseman, you got to be doing something right. So super, super good player. I've enjoyed watching him grow up from an 18-year-old kid to being one of the better players in the league and a leader on this team.
You know, I feel like there hasn't been a ton of conversation about Vasilevsky so far. And, you know, Boston didn't have Rask, and then the Islanders played away where their goalies made a lot of saves. But you look at Vasilevsky's postseason numbers, you know, his goals against average is under 2. He's got a .931 save percentage. He's been terrific. And, you know, he signed that big contract. I understand sometimes people get hesitant about goalies making so much money, but what can you say about the job he's done coming in every single game and giving his team a quality chance to win every time it takes the crease?
Well, yeah, agreed. I mean, you know, you don't win without defense and goaltending. And, you know, I think their defense is underrated, and it has been all year long. They have a lot of firepower, and I think that's what people kind of think of them as, this open team, but they haven't done that in the playoffs at all. They've been really stingy, especially when they get the lead. And starts of games have been Vasilevsky making 4 or 5 good saves to keep him in. And he's just a tremendous kid that loves to compete. He's the first guy at the rink, the last one to leave. He watches a whole pile of tape. He just, you know, he works really extremely hard. And he wants to be the best, right? He gets, you know, you love a goalie that you know, doesn't like to get scored on, no matter what, if it's in practice or on the street, right? This is a guy that's the way his mentality is. So he's been the kind of the star that nobody really talks about, as you said, because he's done some really good things in the playoffs, and the numbers speak for itself. So, you know, when you're looking at the Conn Smythe, you know, everybody kind of looks at everybody with the numbers. And but I think Vasilevsky has been a guy that, you know, has consistently been there, as you said, every game and every minute in the playoffs for the Lightning.
Oh, he's been tremendous. One more, we'll let you go, Dave. Last year, of course, an incredible disappointment, losing to Columbus, not even winning a game in the playoffs. Yet there was patience showed. They could have done knee-jerk reactions. The coach wasn't fired. They didn't, you know, it's time to blow it up and make changes, but really kept the core together, and it paid off. And why not? They were another great team. Just a matter of time, almost, that they were going to finally punch through. But does winning this Stanley Cup, or should they lose in the final, going to change the future plans and direction of the franchise? I mean, they're up against the cap, as we know. This we've got a crazy COVID era. Who knows when the league is going to resume again? Who knows what's going to happen financially? Even we're always assuming that teams that are up against the cap are always going to be up against the cap. Maybe some ownership groups are going to say, I can't do this anymore. I mean, let's you know, move these guys off. So I guess what I'm trying to ask in a long-winded way is, what is at stake for Tampa Bay winning? Do you expect a different offseason if they win the cup as opposed to they lose the cup?
Well, first off, you know, you're right. I think Julian Breezeball did not push the panic button, which he could have easily done that. I think all of us as an organization and the conversations that we as an executive team have with Julian is, you know, hey, 62 wins. Let's not, you know, forget about, you know, what we did in the regular season. Our core group of guys that are there. And, you know, he stuck with it. He really did. And when he could have pushed the panic button, it, I really believe he made some good moves too. You know, that's to getting Coleman, to getting Gaudreau, you know, to signing Maroon. I mean, some pretty quality moves that have changed the, you know, really the dynamics of this team. So, but in the same token, you know, no matter what happens this year, you know, we're going to have cap issues, and that's the story. And knowing that, they're not going to have that same group that you see on the ice for these finals going into next year. And that's obvious. So I think that might be another driving force for these guys. Look around the room, because this is going to be our last time together. There are going to be guys in this room that are gone, and let's win it as a group. And so we'll see what happens. But as you said, who knows what happens next year? It's December, January, February, whenever we're going to start. I think the Lightning are going to be a little bit different team than you see in the finals.
That's another reason to try to nail it down this year, as if you needed another reason in the Stanley Cup final. Dave Andrechuk, 23-year NHL vet, Hockey Hall of Famer, current analyst for the Lightning pre- and post-game show, joining us to talk about the Stanley Cup starts tonight on CBC. Dave, great to have you on the station anytime. Stay safe and well, and thanks so much.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Enjoy the finals.